makes you feel so good. Fight, fight, fight for Iowa until the walls and rafters sing Go Hawks. That's right. Going to Brooklyn, go to the Big Apple. The Iowa Hawkeyes, a number 7 seed, taking on the Temple Owls. Pleased to bring in Fran McCaffrey, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, on our extended bracket show here, 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Adam Hogue. He's Sam Panionovic. Coach, does your style of life play in the Big Apple? I mean, how do you feel about a trip to New York? You got a lot of options, a lot of distractions going that way, but I'm sure you're happy to play wherever you can play. But New York, that's a big move.
You know what, Mark? I will say this. I mean, I've been doing this long enough. You know, when you play in the NCAA tournament, everything's different. And I really don't think it matters if you go to Brooklyn, if you go to St. Louis, if you go to Raleigh. It's a big time event. Every game is sold out. We'll have people there. Temple will have people there. Villanova will have people there. I mean, everybody will have people there. I mean, it's a big stage. And you know, we play on a big stage in the Big Ten. Well, the NCAA tournament's just a little bit bigger. So, you know, you're pretty much secluded. So, you know, the whole idea about this, there's no distractions. You fly in, you go to practice, you know, you deal with the media, then you eat, then you have meetings, you put them to bed, you get up, you got shoot around, whatever it is. It's so regimented, it makes absolutely no difference where the game is.
Yeah, it's very structured, Coach. And look, we just talked to Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard, both the Hawkeyes and Badgers last week in the Big Ten tournament didn't have the showing that you guys wanted to have. But we talked to Greg about kind of how you can turn that around. It gives you a little bit of extra time to prepare for the NCAA tournament, and I'm sure your guys got to be hungry too.
They're hungry. I mean, we gave them 2 days off. We had a great practice today. You know, today is a great day in the life of a college basketball athlete when you know your name's coming up. If it's not coming up, you don't even want to watch the show. You know, so our guys had an opportunity to sit there and enjoy it. Know we're going somewhere. It's an incredible accomplishment. There's a lot of teams that aren't playing, and we're playing. So we prefer to kind of focus on, okay, we didn't play as well as we would have liked in our last game. It's no different than any other game. Okay, what didn't we do well? What did we do well? What can we do better? What do we have to do better? And then what do we have to do specifically against Temple?
Coach Fran McCaffrey with us on 720 WGN. You've been the head coach at Iowa now. You just finished your 6th regular season. Your first season, you lost 20 games. This year, you won 21. And the progression is solid. NIT runner-up, first round 2 years ago, third round last year. What's been the biggest catalyst to help you turn that thing around in Iowa?
It's real simple. You know, what we did was we recruited four-year guys. We recruited character guys with talent. And to a man, they bought into what we were trying to do in terms of style of play, you know, defensive concepts, and share the basketball and really, you know, play five as one, accept your role. I mean, the things that, you know, sound like buzzwords or buzz terms are just critical. You know, how do you prepare? How do you prepare in the off season? Do you get in the weight room if you need to get stronger? Do you get shots up? And we have a practice facility. Are you in there getting shots up every day, or is it once in a while? And our guys really take advantage of the facilities that we have and work on their games. So what you've seen is guys like Anthony Clemens come in who are really good, but they've gotten better. You know, same thing with Adam Woodbury. So many of our guys continue to get better. You look like a guy like Jared Utoff. You know, a couple of years ago, he was a solid Big Ten player. Last year, he was a third-team All-Big Ten player. This year, he's a third-team All-American. And I think that's the key. And as long as you keep recruiting really good people who understand what it's like to be part of a team and what it's like to look at your whole career, not in terms of a short window. It's, okay, what do I have to do to be the best player that I can be for this entire period of time? And don't get too high and don't get too low in terms of preparation, and I think we've done that.
Fran McCaffrey, the head coach of the University of Iowa, with us here on 720 WGN. Coach, I don't know if you know, but the bracket was leaked by some NCAA employee. Did you get wind of that? Did you know where you were going before you saw it on the big screen?
We did not.
Okay.
We did not. Yep, we did not.
Okay, because like you were up a little bit earlier in the process. It was pretty incredible what went on.
Right, maybe that had something to do with it. But we just watched it like everybody else.
When's the last time you filled out a bracket?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure that I've ever filled a bracket out.
Wow.
You know, and maybe that makes me weird, but you know, if you just look at my, you know, when I was a player, we expected to go. You know, we were at the University of Pennsylvania. We went to the NIT once and the NCAAs three times, and then when I've been in coaching, now there've been a number of years where we didn't go, a number of years where we've gone. Yeah, but the reality is, like I said, I mean, if we weren't going, I wasn't even watching the show. You know, I'm working to try to, what do we have to do to get there next year? And I'm no interest in watching that show if your name's not coming up. So, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. And I never got into, hey, let's fill out a bracket. What do you think? I mean, it's the definition of insanity. I mean, nobody can pick a bracket, you know, so why bother?
Yeah, I've been doing it for years. I've never been able to pick it. Coach, and you don't sound weird. You sound like a coach. That's what you sound like.
Okay. So, sir, all right. I'll take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment. It was. Hey, you mentioned Jared Uthoff.
Thank you.
What has Jared Uthoff meant to your program?
He's really a special individual. I mean, to watch his growth. I mean, here's a guy who wanted to transfer here and wasn't allowed to, essentially. So he had to pay his own way his first year. That's how much he decided he wanted to be a Hawkeye. So he comes, he pays his own way, you know, was a terrific practice player for us, but doesn't play for 2 years because he didn't play at Wisconsin and he didn't play here. So now he comes back, and he was a little bit inconsistent that year. But he was still good, and he just kept working. And then last year he was really good on a really good team, and then he kept working. And then to watch a young player who was Mr. Basketball in the state of Iowa have that kind of interesting journey that he had and ultimately end up on an All-American team, and then to be the academic All-American of the year, which is incredible when you think about it. You know, I'm just so proud of him and so happy that he represents our program, our school, our state. You know, we're thrilled here at the University of Iowa to have not only the Academic All-American of the Year on the men's side, we have the Academic All-American of the Year and Ali Disterhoft on the other side. So that's pretty incredible for our school, and we take great pride in that. So, you know, when you look at Jared, yes, he's a basketball player. Yes, you know, he hoops every day. He works on his game, but he is a complete person. He's a terrific student, great family man. Really enjoyed coaching him, a terrific teammate. Very humble guy. I mean, if you met him, you'd never, other than he's 6'9", you'd never think he's an All-American basketball player by the way he carries himself and the way he interacts with people. And, you know, he's going to be playing for a long time, guys.
I like to think that I'm a pretty astute basketball viewing guy here, Coach. I did not see the breakout of Jared coming this year the way it was. Did you have a feeling that he was going to make this leap?
I thought there was a chance. I don't know that you ever know that kind of year is coming, but I knew it was in there, okay, because you mentioned it earlier, the progression of him. And then you couple that with the fact that, you know, every day I come to work in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, okay, I walk by our practice facility, he's in there every day. Not most of the time, not some of them, every day, usually two or three times a day. To the point where I said, Jared, you got to get out of the gym. Like, you got to rest your body. You know, go take your girlfriend to the movies or something. Do something else. I love you, but you got to rest your body at some point. So when you see somebody who's driven like that, and you see someone who's already shown that he can improve, and I remember going back to we had a practice before the season, and he absolutely went off, and you're like, wait a minute, I've been doing this 33 years. I don't know that I've ever seen that. And I've recruited and coached first-round picks, lottery picks, guys that made $50 to $100 million. Now, granted, you know, it wasn't every day, but what I just saw is different than what I've ever seen before. So if he's anything close to that, then he's going to have a special year, and then so can we.
That's awesome. Hey, Coach, congratulations on getting in. I know you got a little work to do to turn it around here, but hopefully you guys can have a big-time run here, starting with Temple in round one. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, enjoyed it, guys. Thank you.